the kill, and Warner wins the set. Fade away by Moores.
In Play with Craig Maddock, made possible by Horton in Britain, a worldwide supplier of engine cooling systems and proud member of the community for more than four decades. HortonWW.com. Welcome to another edition of In Play. I'm Craig Maddock. Today's guest holds the state record for individual titles in a career in her sport. She is also one of only a handful of South Dakota gymnasts who also went on to college for gymnastics. She was key for helping her school win three state titles, a couple of runner-up finishes. She was a two-time Athlete of the Year. A total of 19 state gymnastic titles. That's her record, which has now stood for more than 13 years. She's the dual cardinal, now living in Battle Creek, Iowa, Samantha Wiekamp Sadler. Sam, welcome to In Play.
Thank you.
You had an incredible gymnastics career at dual, and it started so young. You were just in the seventh grade.
Yep.
In the seventh grade, you win all four events and the all-around at the state gymnastics meet in 2008.
Oh, so long ago. Oh, my goodness.
When did you get interested in gymnastics?
Thank you to my sister for getting me involved. She's 12 years older than me, and she actually happened to be in Watertown and came back home one day and was like, "Hey, Mom, they have gymnastics. You should put her in gymnastics," because I would climb on the door handles and hang on them. And my dad would sit in the recliner and I would put my arms over the chair and I would swing back and forth. And so she was like, "I think this would probably be really good for her." So at the age of three, my mom enrolled me in gymnastics. And it kind of took off from there.
Dual High School, by the way, for those that don't know, located in Clear Lake. It's in Dual County. Northeast South Dakota includes the Dual. The school district also includes the towns of Clear Lake and Gary, Goodwin, Altamont, and Bemis. Now, I have been to Clear Lake and Gary. I've never been to Altamont and Bemis, which is not too far from Clear Lake. I'm going to have to get there to those unincorporated towns that we have in South Dakota. But you lived in Clear Lake, right?
I actually lived in the country. Okay. So Goodwin was my address. So I was about 15 minutes from town.
So why did gymnastics take off for you?
Oh, I don't know. I enjoyed the flipping. I enjoyed the tumbling, the thrill, I don't know if I loved practice so much, but the thrill you got from being at a gymnastics meet and getting to perform those skills and, you know, work through those fears and that kind of stuff, I guess is kind of what allowed me to stay in it. I liked practice too. I liked, you know, the camaraderie and that kind of thing. But I think it was just being able to compete and show off the things that you've been practicing and learning. And also there comes some thrill when you start to win medals and that kind of thing. But there's more from it than just winning, which I got to learn in high school. You know, losing is also a part of that. But I think just all the life lessons that came with it and the ability to just show off those skills that you've been learning was awesome.
Did you play volleyball for Dual?
I did not. I did football cheerleading and I did track.
Gymnastics is so unique. Here in South Dakota, you have to try to master four events, and you did.
Yeah.
As a seventh grader, what do you remember about that state gymnastics meet in 2008? You're just a seventh grader, first time at the state meet.
Honestly, one thing I remember is that when I was running up to see my mom and dad after the meet, I tripped and I fell. And everyone was like, you know, you can stay on the balance beam, but you can't walk upstairs. That's one of the things I remember. And truthfully, it was such a whirlwind. I don't remember a ton from it other than, well, I can do this. I can do gymnastics and just do what you know how to do. But other than the falling up the stairs and the whoa, I'm in this big arena. You know, when you're in club gymnastics, you're used to competing in a gym or in maybe a high school gymnasium, but mostly we were competing in the club gymnastics home places. And so being in the in Brookings and competing under the lights, and so I think just being in awe of, oh wow, I'm competing at this level here, I think was crazy at that time. As I got older and I started to do that more, it wasn't so crazy. But when you're that young and you're competing against seniors in high school and you're like, well, I think I can do this. I definitely know winning wasn't on my brain. Like, oh, I'm gonna win. I'm gonna beat these guys.
Well, it was in Brookings. Yeah,
Brookings.
That first year. And of course, Madison went on to win their 14th straight title. And you had all these Madison athletes going after you. You had Brewer and the Finks and the Knapps from Madison. I mean, you knew that these girls were after you.
I know I, so to speak, knocked off a couple seniors that year.
Yes, you did.
I don't think they were too thrilled about that, but yeah.
Did you think, though, going into that meet that you'd be winning at vault or the bars or the beam or the all-around even?
Like I said, I don't honestly remember going in thinking, oh, man, I'm going to win all the events or one event. I think they've changed it a little bit since I've been there. So we did, like, it was an individual team night one night, and then the other stuff was the next night. So I don't remember thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to go in and win. I just wanted to go do gymnastics. It wasn't about the medals. It wasn't about the first place.
Duel, by the way, finishing in the team points fourth that year. Madison, of course, winning again. So dominant. By the way, those four events in gymnastics in South Dakota includes the vault, which you won six times. The uneven bars, you won three times. The balance beam, you won the state title three times on that. The floor exercise, you won four times. And the all-around champ, three times. In Class B, only seven athletes have won all four events and the all-around in one year. You did it twice. Sam, that's crazy.
I guess I didn't realize that.
It's crazy. It just shows how tough, though, it is to accomplish.
It is crazy to think about. Wow. All those stats you're saying, I don't think about that stuff that much.
Who was motivating you at the time, early on, as a gymnast?
Myself? I don't remember, like, a specific person. And no one ever said, you need to go to gymnastics. You know, if I didn't want to do it, I'm sure my parents would have said, okay, you know, we don't have to do it. I always wanted to do gymnastics, and so I always wanted to improve. I always wanted to be better. I always wanted to, how can I make myself, you know, a tenth better in an event? But I don't remember there being any specific person. But I know, like, my mom and dad were 100% behind me. Clear Lake itself, I'm sure, was 100% behind me. I worked out in Watertown at Dakota Gold. So they were behind me, you know, but I don't know if there was a specific person that was like, oh man, I want to do it because of this. I mean, obviously, young gymnasts, you watch Olympians and you're like, oh man, that's so cool. But not one specific person, I don't think.
You know, you knew what it took to, well, maybe you didn't know what it took to win everything as a seventh grader, you know. And then the next year, it's 2009, you're back at the state meet. It's out in Rapid City. You're a state champion again in the vault, the beam, the floor. You're the all-around champ, but you placed third in the uneven bars.
Because I fell on my butt on my dismount, I think.
Madison, of course, won the team title again.
Yep.
For the 15th year. Was Madison always in the back of your mind when you were performing?
Not really. As a team, yes. We knew that as we started to improve as a team, we wanted to beat Madison. We wanted to, not because, oh, we want to knock them off. They won too many times. But, like, you want to win. But as an individual, no, I don't think I ever was like, oh man, Madison's going to be there. That was not a thing. Just as a team, we really wanted to have that first place title.
2010, you're a veteran now. I mean, you're a freshman and a veteran at the state meet, two-time defending all-around champ. You win the vault and the floor exercise again, but you're fifth in the uneven bars, fourth on the balance beam, finishing third in the all-around. Was there more stiffer competition that year?
Honestly, it was just me. I was in my head about another competitor, and they were very good, and they came to play, and they showed up, and I could not get past that, my mental blocks, my things, and that year was tough. That was a really hard year after that. I don't talk about this to many people, and my mom knows this, but I really felt like at that point in my life, I had let down an entire town, not just me, an entire town, because I didn't win. And I felt people became accustomed to that. And my mom reassured me, you didn't let anybody down. And, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, I let myself down, but I know I didn't let down other people. Other people were, woohoo, this is great, you know, whatever. And I think that allowed me the next year to come back even stronger. But yeah, that was a tough pill to swallow. And when I said, you know, as I got older and you learn to lose, that was one of the defining moments of you've got to learn to lose as well as win.
You know, Sam, the older you get, the tougher gymnastics can be. Was your body able to handle getting older, maybe getting a little bigger? What was going on?
So I always told myself this, I never told anybody, but I always told myself, if I have to take ibuprofen every day to do gymnastics, I'm not going to do it anymore. It's not worth it to me to have to take ibuprofen every single day, every single gymnastics meet to compete. I love the sport, but that's not worth it to me. I made it all the way to my senior year in college, where I finally had enough like nagging injuries that I started to take that ibuprofen. But I think just in college, we do a lot of weightlifting and sports performance type things that allowed us to recover really well. So that helped a lot as I got older and learned that weightlifting and stretching and those recovery mechanisms were really important. And our college, and I'm sure most colleges, do a really great job of making sure your athletes stay in shape between athletic training stuff and those drink training exercises. So that helped a lot, learning those things as I got older.
2011, you're a sophomore, and it's a big year for you and the Dual Cardinals. For the second time, you win all four events in the all-around. And Dual snaps that Madison championship streak at 16. Dual wins their very first gymnastics title. What was going on in 2011?
That was awesome. I remember that year was just, I'm just going to go do gymnastics. I'm going to do as myself. We knew there was a chance as a team that we could win. And, you know, you're slightly keeping track of that as a team, but we just had the talent that year to finally kind of push that envelope of, we could do this. And I just remember, you know, listening to those, okay, this place, and second place. And then, you know, when it wasn't Madison, and I don't want to speak poorly of them, they're a great team, they've done a lot of great things. When we won, the whole gym was like erupting. It was so cool. That was awesome.
Well, that year you were pushed by a teammate. Megan Sievers was second to you in every event that year. Megan was an eighth grader. You're a sophomore. What was that like, knowing you had a teammate right on your back?
Yep. So she was part of my freshman year too, and it was good. She was a phenomenal gymnast. She worked really hard. She did a lot of amazing things, and you know that pushed me as well. You know, hey, she's coming up, and she's just like any competitor, she wants to win. And is that person or teammate, or even if it's from a different team, that's that person that you're like, I got to work harder. I got to do better reps. I got to put in more hours in the gym to keep up, you know. And it's hard when, just like when I was in seventh grade and I came in and, you know, those seniors were there. And it's hard when you have a younger competitor coming in and, you know, a little bit more. Woo, got that spunk still, but she definitely was a good push and a good, you know, hey, you know, I got to work harder. I got to do more. I got to do better if I want to keep up and be in the top.
Lynn Gudmundson was your coach. What kind of coach was Lynn?
Mr. G. Oh, he was awesome. He just definitely, I think it's not hard, but it's a different dynamic when you have kids coming in who've done club in high school is not their first time doing the sport. So a lot of his athletes were first time gymnasts. They came in seventh grade. They wanted to compete. They love the sport. versus Megan and I, who came in and we had done club for all our lives. And so he did a lot of, not so much teaching, because we had the skills, but just maintaining and knew our goals. And he did a really great job, you know, making practice flow, and meets were fun, and he's awesome. Mr. G is awesome.
Well, he's still at Dual. He's been, of course, involved with football and golf there, and of course, after he stepped down, you had Caitlin Stephenson as the coach, won some titles there, and now Morgan Kwasniewski, or Morgan Wagey, she's the coach, and of course, she was a gymnast at Dual at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty successful as well.
Yep. I did club gymnastics with her for a while. So it was awesome when those past athletes can come back and be the coach, because they know what it's like to have been there in that school, in that setting. So that's always awesome when those athletes can come back and be coaches.
Have you thought about coaching?
I have. I've coached in Iowa. I don't currently coach. I would love to. That would be my ultimate goal. I do judge gymnastics. So I come to South Dakota periodically for club. I haven't gotten into the high school scene, mostly because it's kind of hard to leave work on Tuesday or Thursday to get to a high school gymnastics meet. But coaching definitely is always in the back of my brain as something that I would love to do if I get the opportunity to do so.
Sam, you talked about working out in Watertown on a daily basis. You know, right before, it was right the 2007 school year, the Dual Gymnastics Center was formed. It was built by funds raised by Dual Gymnastics Incorporated. It started when you were a seventh grader. What was Dual Gymnastics Center like? Were you involved with it at all?
Oh, yeah. I got to help put the ceiling in, and I'll never forget one of the first practices we had. Heaters going in there because it wasn't all finished, but it was finished enough that we could practice. Here's another Mr. G story. I'll never forget my sixth grade year. He caught me in the hallway one day and he says, "You're coming to compete for us next year, right?" And I was like, I don't know. And I had told my parents, you know, if they got a building, I would go compete for them. And then we ended up getting a building. And so that's how the pieces fell. And so that's where I ended up.
That's pretty impressive. Impressive for a town of 1,200 to back the gymnastics program.
Yeah, absolutely. It was awesome. They had a ton of support, and I'm not saying we couldn't have done it where we were practicing, but, you know, having that building definitely, I think, contributed to our ability to be better. And now they have a club there, which is so awesome. Those kids don't have to necessarily drive to Watertown like I did, which is awesome for them. And Caitlin's awesome. I worked out with Caitlin. I know she competed for Watertown, but I did club with her, and she's a phenomenal person and coach. And so, yeah, kudos to Clear Lake for getting that building put up and backing it and raising all the money. That's fantastic.
So as a seventh grader, eighth grader, ninth grader, sophomore, you know, you're almost getting ready for your junior year at Dual. Was there any thought during that time that, you know what, my body is set enough, I maybe need more motivation, maybe I don't want to be a gymnast anymore? Was that thought ever present?
The thought of wanting to not be a gymnast wasn't necessarily because of my body. I was getting to a point of frustration with the sport in different ways, which is a story for another time, but it wasn't because of my body. My body was never the problem. I was very glad that after my senior year, I took a year off, and then I was contacted by Utah State University. I went there to visit. I did the things, and I came back, and I talked to who was coaching me at the time, Dennis Shampoo at Power and Grace in Sioux Falls. I came back, and I was like, I can't go there. That's not where it is. And he knew some people and knew Casey Crawford, at the time assistant coach, now head coach at UWL, and got a hold of her. And then Barb Gibson was my coach for 2 years, and then Casey was my coach for 2 years. Got a hold of Barb, and kind of the rest was history. But taking the time off between senior year and when I started competing in college was very good for me to refine the love and passion for the sport.
UWL, by the way, University of Wisconsin at La Crosse. We'll talk about that here in a moment. Specifically, when it comes to the four events in gymnastics in South Dakota, the vault, that's where you seem to be the best for 6 years. You just didn't lose. What was it about the vault and the success that you had?
Honestly, vault is my favorite event. I always told people I don't really have a favorite or at least a most favorite or at least favorite, mostly because you have to do them all. I love and hate them all equally most days. but vault, definitely, if I had to pick one and tell people my favorite, it was vault. It was quick. It was power. I could dance. I could do the floor routines. I could do the stuff, but I really liked the power and the dynamics of vault. And it worked for me. I could do it. I could be explosive. And after graduating, I learned a new skill on vault. And so that helped me later on as well. And I just always loved the vault. Now, I do remember coming back after I had graduated and was trying to get back into it and do a couple of meets just to compete. And I was like, I don't know why I'm scared. I know how to vault. I've done this. I'm good at this. There was some time where I was afraid of vault, but it was always one that I just never had any fear on. The other three, there was fear at some point. Vault, until I took some time off, there really was never any fear in doing vault.
Between the vault and the bars and the beam and the floor, which one did you have to work harder at to become good?
Probably bars, but mentally, always balance beam. Balance beam and I ended up being okay at beam. Obviously, I have a couple titles. I did all around in college, was okay at beam, but mentally on balance beam, that's where that got me. It took a lot of work just learning how to do visualizations and words and different things to get past the I'm afraid to do this event.
It's 2012. You're a junior. State gymnastic meets in Brookings. You win the vault again, fifth time. You win the uneven bars for the third time. You finish second in the all-around duel, repeats again. State champs, you beat Madison. You're named the athlete of the year for the second time. Boy, gymnastics is on a roll for duel. You know, working at perfecting four events, you have 19 individual titles at that time. What was the summer like prior to your senior year, knowing all the success that you had so far in gymnastics?
I don't know. I don't honestly remember that summer very much other than, again, just going back and wanting to improve and wanting to be my best. You know, at some point, maybe not in high school did I realize, but as I got into college, you know, there is something to be said about, it's not just about you. you know, you want your team to do well and you want your team to perform well. And so I always knew that the better I could do and the better I could perform, the better my team was going to do if they counted my score. So I went back to practice at Dakota Gold and, you know, worked on improving. And I also did club at the same time. So I did high school gymnastics for that season. And then I would go back and I would compete as a club athlete as well. So working on those skills to make sure that those routines were up to par. And we didn't water down much just because you would come back from high school and go to club. And if you had your stuff all watered down, you were going to not do very well. So we tried really hard not to water down a lot of stuff, putting in the hours and the work and hoping for whatever was to come would be the best.
You know, throughout the season, you have gymnastics meets, and then you have the gymnastics meet itself, and you've run into these other athletes throughout the season, throughout the years. What was the camaraderie like? You know, let's say all the participants in the vault, you'd seen them 2, 3, 4 years in a row, all become friends? Was there?
Yeah, I think, I don't know if in high school, I mean, yeah, you start to support those other girls and, you know, you watch them and you see their success. And again, you know, in high school, I didn't see this as much, but as I got into college, I was better at doing this, better at looking out around me versus focus on just me doing me. But yeah, you start to become friends. You start to cheer them on. You start to, hey, wow, you did this. That's so fantastic. You weren't doing this last year, that kind of thing. So you start to support them because you see them for however long, because you're either all in gymnastics for 4 years or 6 years or however long, that whenever they started. So you start to see and watch them improve or do better things. And so,
no jealousy,
yeah, definitely.
Though, right? No jealousy out there amongst the athletes.
sure.
2013, it's your senior year. Duell wins the gymnastics team title for the third year in a row. You tie for first in the vault, which would be your sixth straight title. But it's Megan Sievers, your teammate. She's been pushing you and pushing you for years. She eventually wins the all-around, and she had almost the year that you did as a seventh grader, except you guys tied in the vault that year.
Right. Yep.
Your feelings coming off the mat for the last time as a senior at Duell after all those years, was there emotion after that gymnastics meet was wrapping up?
Yeah, there was. I remember I had an okay meet, balance beam, my favorite event, you know.
You were third.
I didn't do so well on that event, and I remember coming off of that event specifically and just breaking down and like, oh my gosh, like that could have gone a lot better. It's my senior year, and not disappointment in, you know, the career that I had, but just in that day of, I knew I could do better. And obviously emotion when you've done a sport for as long as I had and have done, been involved in, it feels like a piece of you is done. That can be maybe a little bit later piece of this, but when I was done with that, it was like, oh, okay, well, now what?
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm done with gymnastics. What do we do now? And so luckily I still did track and all that. So there was still more for the senior year in sporting capacity, but I do remember that being a very emotional. I cried. I remember it being very emotional, and mostly for I wished I had done better.
It's crazy. Here in South Dakota, we always encourage and we follow athletes who go from high school to college. We have seen it done numerous times in all the sports that we have that are sanctioned in South Dakota, with the exception of gymnastics. We really haven't had a large number of athletes who have gone on to college and continued to participate in gymnastics, but you did. And, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking there's maybe five or six, or am I way low on
yeah, I think that's it, I think. Five or six, yep.
You decided to take a year off before UW Lacrosse gave you a call.
I did.
What were you thinking?
So kind of like I said, I was burnt out of the sport itself. Not injured, not body wise, just mentally. I needed a break. And then I went to college, and oddly enough, I have all of one video on YouTube that I didn't even upload of me doing a skill at a camp. Utah State University contacted me. Like, hey, we saw you can do this. Can you still do this? And I was like, I haven't done gymnastics in like 6 months, but I can go back and train and whatever. And so I got back into training, and I went to Pond Race in Sioux Falls because I was at Vermilion at that time. So it was just an easier drive than getting all the way back to Watertown. And then, like I said, I went to visit there, and just long story made short, I realized I didn't want to go that far away from home, and came back, and a couple days later I talked to my coach, and I was like, I can't go there. And so we looked around, and I talked to Barb Gibson, the head coach, and you know, her first question to me was, well, what do you want to get out of coming here? And I said, I want to compete. If I'm going to work out and I'm going to put my time and my effort in, I want to compete. And she said, you'd probably compete for us on vault. And I was like, great, that's all I wanted to hear. So then I did a couple just little meets with Dennis just to kind of get back in the groove or whatever. And then I went to UWL that fall, and we had to, as a D3 team, we had to try out for the team. We weren't just given a spot. And I told everyone, I said, you know what, if I don't make the team, I'm going home. Nothing is keeping me here. I'm 5 hours away from home, and if I don't make it, then I'll go back home. And by the grace of God, or however you want to say it, I made the team. And that was that was a really good year to fall back in love with gymnastics and learn myself again and realize that, oh, I do really love this sport and I really do love what it has given me and taught me and all those things.
What was the transition like that first year at UW La Crosse after being off for a year?
Because I'd been working out at that point a year, it was not terribly hard. It was very, not necessarily humbling, but it was really awesome to see, you know, you're in a gym with athletes who are all doing the same thing. Working out at Dakota Gold, there was two of us who were level 10s, and so we were the oldest on the team from the time we were like eighth graders and, you know, the highest level for a long time. And so going to a gym where everybody was at the same level and on the same timeline, that kind of thing, was awesome and really fantastic to be around people that were like-minded and wanted to be there for the sport. Because as D3 athletes, we don't get the scholarships. You're there because you love the sport.
As a junior, you tied for the national title on the vault, earned All-American honors. As a senior, All-American honors in the all-around at the national championships. What were you most proud of as a college gymnast?
Honestly, I will never forget that national title on vault because the day before was team and all around, and they did the award ceremony for all around, and I won quotes around that. And then they have a supper that night, and there was some buzz going around like, oh, the all around results weren't right. They weren't correct. And my head coach was like, hey, something happened. I don't think you actually won. And I was like, okay. The next morning she comes to get me and she's like, you got to come with me. We have to go meet with the head of the NCGA. And I was like, okay. So we go, and that lady says, hey, we're really sorry. We never want this to happen. All of that. And I looked at her straight in the face and I said, can I just have my silver medal that I won and I earned? And she looked at me, her jaw dropped, and she's like, yeah, if we can find it. And I was like, great, I'll bring you my gold medal. You can have it back. It's not mine. I didn't earn it. And so I brought it back to her, and luckily that silver medal was on the top. She gave it to me, and the person who won, Ebony, she was fantastic, phenomenal gymnast. She deserved to win. And we go to vault, and in college, that rotation that we did was one event at a time. And I thought I was first. Turns out I wasn't first. So I was all ready to go. And then there's someone going on a different event and there's cheering. And I'm like, I'm not competing. So I had to get refocused and re-put together. And I ran down, did my vault. I stood there. And if you watch a video of it, it all happens in a matter of seconds. But I stuck that vault and I stood there. And in my head, I was there for minutes. Like, you're standing here. You should probably take a step. Oh, you're not taking a step. Oh, you stuck it. Oh, you should probably salute now because you look like you don't know what you're doing. So I saluted and everyone was like, oh my gosh, that was so crazy. That was so awesome. And
almost like an exclamation point to your career.
Yeah. So that was really awesome. And that we won that year, team did the night before. So that was just kind of gymnastics is cool. Gymnastics is awesome. So
6 years of gymnastics at Dual, another 4 in college. Overall, how did the body react to all those years? Did you ever have a nagging injury that prevented you from doing something? It seemed like you got lucky and was able to be healthy for most of the time.
I did get lucky. The only thing, my 1 year in college, I sprained my ankle really severely doing a skill, and that bothered me for a while. But I, like I said, I really never wanted to be that person that had to take painkillers to get through the sport. And so I never had a serious nagging injury that stopped me. And I'm very lucky for that, because a lot of people don't get through gymnastics without something. So I'm very thankful that I never had to experience a really, really big injury that needed surgery or those kinds of things.
And it's not like you get up every morning and the knees are talking to you or your hips talking to you.
Oh, I didn't say that. That happened. Rice Krispies over here, snap, crackle, pop. But other than that, things were good. Things with the body were good. But yeah, definitely every morning I'm like, okay, well, might have arthritis by the time I'm 40, but we're doing good.
You're now a high school counselor in Battle Creek, Iowa, which is, you know, a little west and, or I'm sorry, a little east and south of Sioux City. When did you decide that that was going to be a career path for you?
So I got done with gymnastics and graduated, and I got married, and I was coaching at that time. And I, like I said, I coaching is always in the back of my mind. My husband is actually from this area where we live now. And he was like, hey, I want to go back. I want to do seed sales with my dad. Are you okay with this? And I'm like, sure. Uh-huh. So we moved back to Iowa. We were in South Dakota. We were in Sioux Falls I was only there for like 3 months before we got married. And then we moved back a month after we got married. And I said, if I can't coach, I still want to work with kids. And I had a psychology degree. And so January of 2019, I started my professional school counseling degree. And a couple of years later, I was able to get my first job. I was actually a middle school counselor when I started. And then the position at OABCIG opened up, and it's 15 minutes from my house versus 50 where I was driving for middle school counseling. And that's where we are. I knew I had a passion for working with kids and helping kids. And if I couldn't coach gymnastics, now could I coach a different sport? Sure. But at that time, if I couldn't coach gymnastics, I wanted to work with kids still. And so counseling was my next place to do that.
You met your husband while you were both at USD, right? And
correct.
Now
yep.
You have a couple of kids, right?
I do. I have two little boys. I have a 3-year-old son and almost a 10-month-old.
Not quite old. Well, maybe the 3-year-old could do some gymnastics.
He is in gymnastics. He's at Siouxland Gymnastics in Sioux City. Mostly, probably to get prepared for wrestling. My husband was a wrestler. So the mobility, the agility, that kind of stuff is preparation probably for wrestling or basketball, whatever he chooses.
Back in 2013, the Dual Cardinals and you were formally recognized by the South Dakota legislature. Yeah, mm-hmm. What did that mean to you and the Cardinal team?
It was an honor. Unsuspected, like we didn't know that was coming, obviously, but such an honor to be recognized, especially in a sport that's not as big as things like football and basketball. And so being able to be recognized in a sport that's not lesser than those, but not as recognized, was really fantastic. And just the fact that they even thought of us and wanted to recognize us is really amazing.
What's one thing that you think about, you know, going back to those hours of training back in Clear Lake at the Dual Gymnastics Center, trying to perfect a floor routine or the vault or the beam or the bars? What's one thing you think about from time to time about what you did?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I don't think about it a lot. Honestly, I don't talk about it a lot. Even though I do work with kids, I don't talk about it a ton. I think what I take from it, or what I think about, is the lessons I learned. Winning's awesome. Accolades are great. But ultimately what I've learned from the sport, time management, perseverance, determination, how to keep going when you feel like you're not good enough, even though you are. Those are the things I think back on, and those are the things that have made me who I am and have allowed me to accomplish what I have. So I don't think it's really like a practice thing or an accolade per se. It's just the life lessons I learned and the awesome coaches I had who were able to teach me those life lessons, each of them having their own spot in my journey. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have been the athlete or the person I am. So I think those are the things that are the most memorable. Yes, like I told you the story about my vault, I will never forget that. But ultimately, the life lesson I learned from that whole thing is more valuable to me because it taught me a lot of things and how to be a good person and how to treat people the right way. And yeah.
I got two more questions for you, Sam. One is, you talked about your one son who's 3. Is in gymnastics. You see a lot of club gymnastics around the area, and you see a lot of young kids, 3, 4, 5 years old, 6 years old, who are involved in gymnastics. What do you tell their parents about what does gymnastics do for kids at that age?
So at that age, you are learning gymnastics, but you're more learning things. The biggest reason my son is in gymnastics is to learn to stand in the line, wait his turn, to listen. You can learn that in school. Your parents should be teaching you that, but there's something to be said about sports that teach you those things, any sport, not just gymnastics. But at that age, it's about having fun. You're learning the sport, but you want to have fun. Not that you shouldn't have fun when you get older, but I would never, yes, maybe your kid wants to go to the Olympics, but not a ton of people go to the Olympics, and that was never my goal. I can distinctly remember thinking, well, I don't want to do that because I don't want to work out 30-some hours a week, and I don't want to be homeschooled. So ultimately, sports aren't just about having fun. They're about, like I said, those life lessons of determination, time management, perseverance. That if you get nothing else out of a sport, take those things away from the sport.
And Sam, is anyone going to break your record of 19 individual titles in gymnastics?
I hope so. That'd be really cool.
They're going to have to start pretty young.
Amazing that it. They would have to start in seventh grade for sure. If they did, that would be fantastic. And I would hope someone would tell me so I can come congratulate them myself. But I hope so. I don't know. It's doable if they have enough, the talent, the hard work, the determination to do it. It's work. It's not going to be easy because you have that. My dad always said you always have that next young one coming up that wants to win. So it's definitely not easy, but I think it's doable.
In Play with Craig Maddock is made possible by Horton in Britain, where smiling at work happens all the time. Apply now at HortonWW.com. If you like what you're hearing, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. It helps us gain new listeners. This has been In Play with me, Craig Maddock. This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.